So it's okay that I interview, I record the interview?
I guess so.
Okay.
I don't know, I'm not too...
Okay, this is an interview project with Laura Foulet, that's how you say it, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the Mill Workers Oral History Project on May 16th in Lewiston, Maine. I'm Alexis Grossman, interviewing. Could you please state your full name and spell it, please?
Spell my name?
Yeah, just state your name so I can
help. L-A-U-R-E-T-T-E and B-O-U-L-A-Y.
What is your date of birth?
September 6, 1920.
Where were you born?
In the West End.
And did you grow up in West End?
No, I went back to Canada. My parents went back. I was a year and a half, and I came back. I was 15 and a half.
When you came back?
Yeah, by myself.
Oh, by yourself?
Well, I had an aunt and uncle over here. Yeah.
When you were 15 and a half, you said? Mm. And you came back, and your aunt and uncle lived in Lewiston at the time?
What?
Did you say you came back with your aunt and uncle?
No, I came back by myself, but they were living here.
Oh, your aunt and uncle were living here.
Yeah.
What were your parents' names?
Ulrich. U-L-R-I-C.
Okay.
And my mother, Odiana. O-D-I-A-N-A.
And where was your mother born?
In Canada.
Where in Canada?
Near Quebec. Let me see. I don't know if I remember the place. I don't remember the name of that place.
And where was your father from Canada as well?
Yeah. He was born. In him, I know Saint Flavier.
Okay.
S T, and then F L A V I E N.
Did they work in the mills?
Over here,
yeah.
when they were over here.
Yeah.
My father worked in the mill.
Okay.
He started, he was only 9 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you remember what mill he worked in Lewiston?
I don't remember. I was,
I was too young.
But I'm not sure. I think it's a base mill, but I'm sure. I'm not sure.
Yeah. And do you know what kind of work he did at the mill?
No.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
There were 16 of us.
16? Wow.
But they didn't live here. You know, we came. When they went back to Canada, my parents, there was only two of us.
Oh, okay.
So they were all born in Canada, the rest of them.
Oh, so you're one of the oldest?
Yeah, I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest?
Yeah.
Okay. And there were only two of you when you went back to Canada?
Yeah.
What were their names? All of their names.
My brother and sister.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Rita. And Yvette. And Mark. Anto and Janine and Teresa Therese. And she was the after there was I had a brother then, Andre, and Colette. And Renal and Bruno, and Jackie, and Michael. That's 16. Is that 16?
That's
13. That's
13? Yeah.
I forgot that. Oh, yeah, I forgot Colette. Colette and Lynette. I forgot two. They were in between. Lynette was between Renal and André. Okay.
Wow, that's impressive.
And the other one, Colette, she was younger. She was... I think she was after... Oh, there was Irene too.
Irene?
Yeah, Irene.
Irene. Wow. That's a lot.
I know, there was 16.
Yeah. Did your siblings work in the mills too?
Well, one of them came here from Canada and she worked at the Hill Mill for a couple of years. But she went back, she went to be a nun. So she was gone after that. And like Yvette there, she came in, her, and she worked at the bleachery.
The bleachery?
Yeah. So, and I had another sister too that came over here, but she went back to, she went to Canada together. She didn't work in the mill. During the war.
And where in Canada did you live?
We live in Saint-Ferdinand there, you know the Saint, F.
Saint, oh.
F-L-A.
Yeah. That's where you live.
And yeah, that we live there, and then we live to Joly, G-O-L-Y, to play in the county de Lavinia. The county.
Okay. And
it was about 25 miles from Quebec. Okay. It wasn't far from Quebec.
Let's see. How would you describe your family life when you were growing up?
Well, it's kind of hard. It was at first my father worked in the wood, you know, he was working as a
carpenter?
And no, not carpenter, but they were cutting the wood and selling it, you know.
Okay, yeah.
And then they went to during the during the time that they was doing work, you know, it was kind of so
well. Depression,
yeah. They went to Jolie there. So then he was working for himself, you know, they built a house and I was there only 4 years. And then they moved to Baby on the line of Vermont. Mm-hmm. So
they moved to Vermont, you said?
It wasn't Vermont, but it was on the line. Across the street it was Vermont. And Baby.
Okay,
well, and they were on the side of Canada then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they stayed there until my father died there, and my mother and my sister, from the one that came here and lived and worked at the bleachery there. She went back to Canada and she stayed with them. And then she stayed there until last year. She sold the house and then she went to Montreal.
Oh, wow. And did your mother ever work?
She did work, I think, in a shoe shop while she was here. But I'm not that much, I guess.
But never when the kids were around, she never worked?
No. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
See, maybe I don't know if we were born or not. I don't think we were. I think we were before we were born. When the when they, my father went back to Canada with my grandmother, and they got married, and they came back here.
Okay.
To the South Carmel. And then they went back to Canada.
Okay, after you were born.
Yeah, after, and my sister.
And did you go to school?
In Canada.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I went. Well, I went up to the. Well, I was in the sixth grade, but then the teacher. Well. It was in the country, you know, that we were all in the same room,
mm-hmm.
all the grade. So she was making me teach the first grade.
Oh, wow.
So my mother said, I need you home, so if you don't learn anything to school, so you're going to stay here. So I stay home.
Okay.
Until I was 13, but then I started to work in the, a place where the children don't have any parents, you know.
Orphanage.
Yeah. I worked there until for a while, and then after that, well, I came over here.
And so you only went to school up to sixth grade, you said?
Yeah. I didn't know nothing, no English when I came over here.
Oh, wow. And your English is so good now.
Well, I don't know. What I did after I got married, I stopped reading the magazine and listened to the radio, and I learned.
And how would you describe your cultural heritage? Or your ethnic background? Would you say that you're French Canadian, Franco American, or are you French Canadian or American?
Oh.
How do you?
Well, I was born here. I guess I'm French American.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've lived there ever since I was 15, so I'm 85 now, so.
Yeah. And you said and how do you celebrate your heritage today?
Well, I don't know what to
do. Do you have any French traditions or celebration or Canadian celebrations that you still practice today?
Not much. I've got sisters and brothers in Montreal and Quebec, but I don't visit too often.
Yeah.
And they don't either. Well, I'm supposed to go this summer though with my son there.
Okay.
But I don't know. It's kind of far.
Yeah, very far.
Well, it's 250 miles. It's not that far, but just happened, you know, that the one in Canada, well, they don't go too far.
Right, right.
But they're younger. I've got a brother that's the same age as my oldest son, and I've got a sister that's the same age as my daughter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and there's one younger than them.
Oh, wow.
But, and, well, this one, though, he died, that boy.
So you were married. You've been married.
Yeah, I got married in 1940.
Okay. And you've only been married once.
Yeah.
How did you meet your spouse? Your husband.
Oh, I came here and I went to work as a housekeeper, you know, my husband hung. Well. After I met, I was staying with them, you know, and she had a breakdown, and so I went to help her. So, but she thought I shouldn't. She called him up. He was 5 years older than me, so she said that he shouldn't have a girlfriend. And so he came over and we stopped going out, and we went out for 5 years.
Wow.
But he was sick. Just 2 years after, I think, he got a breakdown, was working in the shoe shop. And then he got better, and anyway, we got married.
What was his name?
Annie,
yeah. And so he worked in the shoe shop in
Lewiston? He worked in a shoe shop for a while, and then his father opened a grocery store on Tavares Street at Tom's Corner. Yeah. So he was running the store because his father earned money. He wasn't working in the store.
Okay. And you said you got married in 1940?
Yeah.
Where was the ceremony and the reception?
Well, at my uncle, who was the one who took care of me when I came over here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was at your uncle's house?
Yeah. When I was married in the church, Sacrea Church.
The what? The which church?
Sacrea.
And did your siblings or friends get married at the same age as you did? Or how old were you when you were married?
20. Last four days. Last 4 days.
And so your siblings, did they get married around in their 20s as well?
My sister, she was the one who went to Connecticut, she was about, I don't remember, I think she was 22, 23. And then there was the next one didn't get married, she never got married. And the other two, they're none. And then, well, the other one, I don't, they, I guess, maybe a little older than me, but not too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And did you have any children?
Yeah, got three.
Three children? How old are they now?
Well, one is 63, my son. He lives in Auburn. He was here this morning.
Huh.
And my daughter is 61, she's going to be 62 in August. She lives in Southampton, Massachusetts. And my youngest son is 51, and he lives in, Blandford, Massachusetts.
Blandford?
Blandford, yeah.
And what are their names?
There's a Bertrand, the oldest one.
Bert. Yeah.
And Jolene.
Oh.
And the other one is Donald. Yeah.
And when did you start having children?
What?
How old were you when you started to have children?
Oh, I was 20. I was 20. I got married 20. He was born in January. He was born in January 1922. Yeah.
And
Julie in 1923. And Dawn. 1954.
And so you said you were 15, or how old were you when you started to work in the mill?
I was 18. I couldn't work before.
Okay. And so when did you stop working when you had children?
I wasn't married. I mean, at 18, I wasn't married.
You are, okay.
I stopped working at, I went to Cowan. I worked in all the mills in West Sydney.
You worked in all of them?
All of them. But okay. Sometime I didn't work too long.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah.
So you started working in the mills when you were 18?
Yeah.
And then you were married when you were 20?
Yeah.
And you had, and then did you stop working at the mills when you started to have children?
I wasn't working when I, when I had children, I don't know. I'm trying to remember when I was working, because I. I went after that. I worked at the mill before I got married.
But not afterwards?
I work after too. Wow. But it was the children were. Well, the first time I remember them, my daughter was about a year and a half, I think. And my son was about 3 years. There I work. I work at the Cowan, I guess. No, I work at the Cowan. I 18, everything. Because it was just temporary, you know. Mm-hmm. So they were working for a while, and then they us off. And then I went back as housekeeper and. What I was doing when I got married.
Where did your children go to school?
Only family, yeah. The two oldest ones went to Holy Family.
They what?
Holy Family.
Holy Family?
And Winston High. And the youngest one, he went to Powell School and Winston High too.
Do they go to college?
No.
Did your children work at the mill?
No. My daughter was a hairdresser. She went to London after she got out of high school. And my oldest son, he went into the service. And then you work at the mill here a little bit, but not much. He was in the shoe shop too, and he was in the service, and then he was at Batayan work. And then he got hurt over there, and he got his pension, you know. And then after that, well, before he retired, he was working at Kmart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And
the youngest one is in computer. He went to school to learn computer. Mm-hmm. And that's what he does. Yeah.
So, do you remember what year you started to work in the mills?
I remember, yeah, I work at 18. Yeah.
So which mills you said you worked at?
Cowan. I started with at the Cowan.
Cowan?
The Cowan mill.
Okay.
And then I don't remember.
You don't remember? Well, wasn't there? There was the Bates mill.
Yeah, the Bates mill. I worked there, but just about. I was there just before my youngest son was born. And I stopped working because I was pregnant.
Okay.
So that was in 1953. Yeah, I worked 13 months there. Yeah.
And then the Libby mill?
the Levy Mill, I was there after there. I've got a picture of the Levy Mill.
Okay.
But I was there 12 years. Mm-hmm. So, and those pictures, I've got one that was taken in 62, and the other one 68. So I worked 12 years, so I was done working there in 73, I think, because I worked at St. Mary after that for 10 years.
Okay. Which one are you?
Here. Over there?
Yeah.
Right there. Well, it was Christmas, and we had taken a picture of what.
So there's all the, that's what you did?
Yeah.
Put bobbins on?
Yeah, oh, yeah. When they were breaking, we had to start a new one, you know? Mm-hmm. When they were full there, we take them off and start a new one.
So you have the Cowan Mill, the Bates Mill, the Libby Mill. Was there a Continental Mill?
A Continental Mill, I worked there 2 weeks because I went there after my younger son was born, and they needed somebody, but my blood pressure was real low. And I got sick 2 weeks after. So I was in bed for a week, so I didn't go back. And that I went to the hill when one of my sister came for the one who's a nun now. I went over there, and they need somebody, and I knew how to spin, you know, so they hire me. I didn't go there for a job, but they hire me. And her, she didn't know how to do the job. But so they, I forgot what I wanted to say.
Oh, it's okay. You're talking about the hill now. The hill now?
Yeah. My husband, my husband got a breakdown 7 weeks after I started working there. So I stay home. My children were young then. It was about a year and a half and 3 years old. So I stay home.
And when did you go back to, the hill mill?
No.
Did you go back to work at all?
I went, not right away.
Not right away?
No. I went back later. My younger son. I think that's where I went to Libby.
Okay.
Because he was born in 54, and when I went next time, I went to work, he was about 6 years old. Because he was going to maybe five, because he was going to school. So. And my neighbor was taking care of him for a couple of hours in the afternoon until my husband got home.
Okay. And what type of jobs did you do at the mill?
I don't know what you call it. I was a spinner, I guess.
A spinner?
Yeah.
So you said when these bobbins were full or they broke, you'd take them off and replace.
Well, when they were full, yeah. I take them off and put a new one that... we can't see that over here. No, we can't see. We just see the thing that's empty.
Yeah.
My end.
Oh.
Hello? Yes? I'm okay, but I'm all set, thank you. They have pain. They call studies that they want cancer, they want the veteran, they want money, study. I am fed up with it.
Oh. Really. What could you describe exactly what you did? Like, what exactly your job was? It was just standing at the...
Well, I was walking around, and I mean, I had more than one side to do, you know. I don't remember. I don't remember how many frame I had though, mm-hmm. over there.
Okay. What did you think? What did the mills that you worked at? Did they just produce the cotton, or did they produce? Blankets?
They were over there. They were. It was cotton, they were making wool blanket too. But I wasn't on that many. You know, they had to. They mixed that. They were doing that on another job. You know.
Okay. Yeah. Was it good work? Were you proud of it, or?
Oh, I mean, it was good for a while, but at the end they had like some kind of glass stuff there.
Uh-huh.
It was awful.
What kind of glass stuff?
Well, it went to make blanket, you know. I don't know how they called it.
Okay. And what were your hours? What hours did you work?
Well, I work all kind of shifts. I went the third shift and the second shift, and at the Libby Mill, well, it was the second shift.
Was that during the day?
From 3 to 11 o'clock, you know.
Wow. Please.
And sometimes, some other place, I work the third shift at the Bates Mill there. I worked 7 months on the third shift, 11 to 7 in the morning.
Wow.
And then I got a job on the second shift.
Were you tired then?
Yes.
Do you think that these hours were fair?
Well, I don't know. May 19th, you said. Not today, anyway.
And did you get paid for overtime?
Oh, I never made overtime.
And what kind of, were you paid well? Did you think your pay was fair?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. Did the job that you did at the mills, did men also have that same job? Or was it just women that had your job?
I think just women. I don't think they had some other job then, but you know, they were. I don't think they were doing that kind of work.
Okay. Do you remember that at the mills that there was a separation between the French Canadians and the Irish, or? Was there separation between ethnic groups?
No, I don't think so.
You should remember. Were there mostly French?
Because, no. When I worked at the car window, there was a woman, an English woman, and she's the one who showed me how to do the work. I don't think some of the, you know, well, like a delivery tool, or the man who was bringing us our stuff there. He wasn't French. Mm-hmm. We got along okay. Got along fine.
Okay. And did one particular ethnic group hold one job more than another?
if they like, if
it. Was there, like, in the different jobs in the mills, did one ethnic group have that job more than another group?
I don't know.
And how did you get your first job in the mill?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I must have gone there.
And if someone wanted a particular job, how would she get that job that she wanted at the mill?
We have to go to the office and tell them what we can could do. Well,
did you have to fill out like a form, or did you have to have an interview?
I don't remember all that.
Okay. How could you get promoted to a better position at the mill? Or were there workers promoted?
Well, when we stopped doing a job, you know, we stay on it, most of us.
Okay. Did male workers ever become supervisors?
I think so, yeah.
And what were relations like between workers?
It was fine as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. And what were relationships like between bosses and workers?
It was nice too.
There was never any conflict or?
Not where I work, me.
Was there ever sexual harassment in the workplace?
Sexual, no. Not where I work. No.
And what were working conditions like in the mills? Was it really cold in there? Was it really hot? Was it hard to breathe or?
Well, sometimes it was hot.
Okay. Were there any health hazards?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay. Were workers ever injured in the mill?
Well, some of them got hurt, I guess. No, I never saw anybody got hurt.
Okay. And were there any long-term health effects? Are you still, like,
For me, you mean?
For you, yeah.
Yeah, no.
No. But Brent, do you know of any other friends?
Maybe, I don't know, maybe. I don't know.
Do you still have friends from the mills that you work with?
If I still have friends?
Yeah, from the mills.
Yeah, I still do. I haven't seen them though for quite a while, for a year now, but I've got a couple that live in Weston, and we used to go out once in a while, but lately they've been busy, but we haven't been out.
Yeah.
They were working over there. Those two, they were over here. Not one, no. Wait a minute. No, the one, no. One of them. This one, but the other one, she came after. Those are, this one is, she's gone to Florida, and the other one, I don't know what happened to her. This one went to Florida. And this one, I don't remember, I think she was sick.
Do you remember what year you stopped working at the mill?
I stopped 1973, I think. Because I was at the hospital 12 years, and I stopped. I was 12 years. I worked, yeah, because I worked 10 years at the hospital. Yeah. I stopped in 73. Not 73, 83, eh?
You stopped working at the hospital in 83 or the mills in 83?
Oh, I know. The hospital.
The hospital in 83.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you stopped working at the mills?
Yeah, 10 years before. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Did you have health insurance at the mills? Do you remember?
I don't think so.
And did you have paid leave for injuries or pregnancy?
Well, I don't think so. I didn't have any. When I had my kid, I wasn't working in the mill in a way.
Okay.
But I left.
And
I don't think so.
So after the mills closed, you went to go work at the hospital?
At the mill, the mill didn't close. I was laid off at the Libby, mm-hmm. And I went to work on the mill on Lincoln Street. I don't remember the name though.
Okay.
I was there about a year and a half before I went to the hospital. Okay.
Yeah. Why were you laid off at the Libby though?
Well, there wasn't no work, you know. So, and then they called me up. He called me back, but I stay where I was.
Okay. And so I've asked you a little bit about your work in the mills, but I'm also interested in the Lewiston community and how people socialized in the mills, and also in like the larger community. So what was the community like when you were growing up and working? The Lewiston community? You don't remember?
No.
Was it a very close-knit community? Or can you tell me a little bit about what Lewiston used to be like?
Well, I don't know what you mean by community.
Like this area that you lived in Lewiston.
I live on East Avenue.
You what?
I live on East Avenue.
On East Avenue?
Well, at the end. At first, I lived at Tom's Corner,
okay.
And we lived up the store for a while, then we bought the schoolhouse and we built some rent. My husband was doing that, was a carpenter. Mm-hmm. Then in 51, we moved on East Avenue and we fixed up a house that was, the outside was done, but the inside wasn't done, so that, and we stayed there until my husband died, and I moved over here.
Okay.
I've been here, gonna make 11 years in July.
Wow. what was Lewiston like when you were in
the mills? Oh, it was nice.
It was nice.
I like it. Me?
Were there a lot of people or stores, shops?
Yeah, there was quite a bit of people. I mean, the store was quite a few stores. Oh, yeah. But now it's changing.
Mm-hmm. Where did most people live in Lewiston?
All over.
What types of social activities do people participate in? Was there dancing or events or celebrations or just other social activities that people participated in regularly?
Well, there was a few places, and some places that they went dancing, yeah. I never did go to dance too much because my husband wasn't dancing.
Uh-huh.
Me, I used to like it.
Okay. Did the mills, do you remember if the mills ever sponsored like social activities for the workers or sport leagues for the workers?
No, I don't think so.
Were you in any political groups or social groups outside of the mill?
No.
Were you in any kind of group, or what did you do outside of the mill on your free time?
My free time, just visit the relative.
Okay.
We went to, we're taking trip to Canada, especially to BB there. We used to go there. My parents lived there. We used to go there 3 times a year. That wasn't too far, but only about 150 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And then looking at it.
Were you part of a church or a religious organization?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy Family.
The what?
Holy Family.
Holy Family.
Yeah. I should have shot that movie.
And the church was called Holy Family.
Yeah.
And how did your involvement with the church ever influence your work in the mill? Did it affect your work?
No.
In the mills and in your workplace, was religion ever discussed?
I don't remember that.
Okay. Did you know people, was the church important to a lot of your friends and to yourself when you, with your friends, you were working in the mill? Was it a big part of your life? Or do you remember if the church was a big part? Conflicts between ethnic groups in the community when you were back when you were working in the mills? Do you remember if there are conflicts between the French Canadians and the Irish or Italians that lived there?
No. Don't remember then. That's where I work.
Do you remember that there were different ethnic groups that lived in Lewiston?
Different religion?
That lived in Lewiston. Different ethnic groups.
What do you mean?
Like, what do you remember that that the Irish lived here, or did you remember that were the people that most of the people that lived here were they French?
Oh. Well, I guess there were a lot of French, yeah. But there was. Like my father-in-law, he ran a grocery store, and I mean, my husband worked there, and I worked there a little bit too, and it was all kind of people, and Irish or what, you know, friends, and they were all coming in, and
yeah.
They were all, there was no, nothing, No fight.
And is there any, is there anything you'd like to, I want to know, like, what Lewiston was like during, while you worked in the mills. Is there anything you can tell me that would give me an idea of what life was like living here?
Well, me, I like it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have anything bad to say about it. I mean, it was okay with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, have you heard of the conflict with the Somalis moving to Lewiston?
Oh yeah.
How would you compare, or what do you think about the Somalis coming?
Well, I never had anything to do with them, you know. I don't know. They've been coming in since I've been here. So I'd never met too many of them. They come here though to get their rent, you know. Mm-hmm. They come to the office downstairs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I don't have anything to do with that. The office girl.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything else that you could tell me about your work in the mill that you think is interesting, or did you like working at the mill?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Okay. It was kind of hard sometimes, but I mean, we work hard sometimes.
Yeah, it's hard work.
Yeah, but especially Libby there, it wasn't hard there at first. It was easy. I mean, we had some time to ourselves, you know. Mm-hmm. And but at the end there, well, they changed the material there, and it was hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was hard physical work?
Mm-hmm.
It was very physical work? Hard on the body?
Well, it was, we were too busy, we couldn't stop, you know.
Uh-huh.
It was always